Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Illegal loggers invade primordial homeland of Peruvian natives. Mahogany loggers have invaded an area reserved for non-contacted native groups in Peru's southeastern jungle to illegally extract the highly prized timber. They have clashed with tribes in the area, activists and a leader of an indigenous federation said. Although the skirmishes appear to be isolated, the Federation of Natives of Madre de Dios River and Tributaries, also known as FENAMAD, last week presented a criminal complaint against the loggers before the Attorney General's Office for the Crime of Genocide. The head of the Native Peoples Federation in the region told Reuters he feared genocide could ensue after his group intercepted radio communications in which the loggers were appealing for reinforcements and weapons to return attacks. Four loggers were reported injured by arrows in the tent standoff, and an unknown number of natives were hurt in clashes on July 18th and 19th near the mouth of Rio Las Piedras, said Victor Pesha, president of FENAMAD. At this time of year, the native groups travel to the rivers to collect the eggs of the Caracaya turtles, an important element of diet for the native peoples of the area. Lily Latorre, a lawyer with the activist group Racimos de Angurahui, said that in response to news of the conflict, the Interior Ministry has begun to take action. The National Police are today carrying out reconnaissance flights in the reserve, Latorre said. Members of the police are expected to enter the area on Saturday, August 10th by foot in a bid to drive the loggers out. It is not clear how many loggers have invaded the zone, but press reports have spoken of hundreds, even thousands. A spokesperson for the Interior Ministry said he had no immediate information on how many police could be sent in to eject the illegal loggers from the area or when, but Interior Minister Gina Costa said earlier in the week that the government would set up two police posts, one on the Piedras River. According to their report, she said the native people had strung vines along the river to prevent the passage of loggers upstream. Clashes between loggers and uncontacted tribes are not new. Pesha said around 20 people had been killed in confrontations in recent months, and some native people had reportedly been shot dead in some clashes. But Latorre said there had never been reports of so many uncontacted tribes people emerging to challenge the loggers. The native reserve, made up of 829,941 hectares, or about 2 million acres, in the provinces of Tahuamanu, Tabopata, and Manu in Madre de Dios, was set aside by the government for non-contacted people living in voluntary isolation in a bid to preserve their lifestyles and protect their populations from epidemics. About a tenth of the 80,000 residents in the sparsely populated Madre de Dios department are Amazonian Indians. The reserve includes members of the Macho Piru, Inez, Iora, and Amahuaca ethnic groups. Experts say the uncontacted peoples live in voluntary isolation in small groups, supporting themselves as hunter-gatherers and from fishing. Peru established the reserve in Madre de Dios for uncontacted peoples in April, which should be off-limits to loggers. But activists say hundreds of loggers are in the area near the reserve working on commission for big timber companies, at least one of which they say is based in the United States. The area is the largest remaining mahogany stand in Peru, and it is illegal to cut down mahogany there. The hard, reddish-brown wood is highly prized and fetches big prices on international markets. Nature groups say more than 4 million cubic feet, about 120,000 cubic meters of mahogany from Latin America reach global markets every year, mostly from Brazil, Bolivia, and Peru, and much of that is illegally logged. Brazil banned all mahogany logging earlier this year, mainly because most of the mahogany had been illegally cut. While European Union nations are banned from importing illegally cut mahogany, Britain and the United States continue to do so. Parts of this story were written by Mary Powers of the Environment News Service and by Jude Weber of Reuters. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come the in the